Obviously,
my sister says that, huh? When are you coming over? If she's talking to both of us.
Well,
it
could be.
Sure,
I just say, when are you coming over?
Yeah.
But she does, huh?
She said use. She'll say use. When are
you
coming over?
Of course, she lived in Chicago. Of course, after she was married, she moved back to Chicago. So maybe that's where she got the use.
She lived in Chicago after she got married.
Yeah, maybe that's where she got
the
use, but I wouldn't say it.
But she says use, and I don't know where she acquired it.
I think it's relatively native to Chicago myself. I just was wondering. I didn't really expect to get it here.
No, I wouldn't say it.
Okay. Can you think of anything else that we missed or anything that we ought to ask about? Is there anything that you want to ask us in terms of what's going on? Or anything you're curious about?
Well, your purpose for this is to get the variations in the same expression in different parts of the country?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be interested in knowing what you want to use it for. I presume that's what it was when you came.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we're doing, actually, we have, we're going to go back and transcribe this, and then we're publishing this thing in an incredibly sort of voluminous. It's on microfilm, because it would just be so bulky to do everything.
Yes.
Because it's about, we figure it's around 50,000 pages of stuff.
Some of the time we put, we count the number of times, say, a particular item occurs on a map, say, of the different states. And then we can chart it in different colors. So somebody can just look at a map and say, oh, well, this word occurs just in this, say, the lower section, the southern parts of, say, Illinois and Indiana, but not in the northern parts. And sometimes you can maybe look at the settlement pattern, and that might help explain. It doesn't always work out that neatly. Sometimes they occur all over, but it does help.
Well, it's interesting. Some things that they discovered that really they're basically about three major areas in the U.S. along the Atlantic seaboard with a bunch of subdivisions. But some words apparently are, you can find out they're in one region or another. Some others look like they might be, for example, German. I forget what was the word I was doing fairly recently. I don't remember what it was.
Regenworm? Or rainworm?
Yeah, rainworm itself is a... there's some words like that, and again, what we found when we start charting these things that sometimes you can see where the different groups like the Germans moved. Sometimes you can see where these three basic moved across the country, and you can see a bunch of. There was one thing I was going to ask about. I did ask about earlier. This term for the comprehensive term for the edible insides of a pig or a calf. Did you ever think of that?
No.
Okay. You may not even have a word like that. Sometimes you get things like parslet or chitlins or something.
Oh, chitlins. I've heard that expression a lot of times. My brother-in-law died a couple of years ago. He lived just below the hill here. Born and raised in Chicago. Oh, back in my late 30s, middle 30s, he worked in stockyards. And he always lived around the stockyards, for that matter. We're in a neighborhood that used a lot of chitlings, and I always wondered what it was, and then I found out. And there's a lot of places you drive through the city that you see it on the windows with Bonami or whatever they put on the windows or in their signs. chitlings.
Well, that evidently would be the same thing as these grinders they have in the East. I mean, it's a word of food.
Apparently there are neighborhoods that will use that part of the animal, and there's other neighborhoods that wouldn't think of it.
No, but just different kinds of, but you told us what the grinders were.
I think that's what they are.
We don't see anything around here like that.
Never heard of grinders till
No.
Sunday.
Yeah.